Our next item is subdivision 2007-38, Ralph Picard, as a preliminary. Mr. Gordy, I know this is in your area, and I think this subdivision has been the subject of a lot of concern, and perhaps you're ready to make a motion this evening. If you are, this afternoon, if you are, that's fine. I thought we might have a little discussion first. If anyone wants to express any thoughts or opinions, now would be a good time.
Well, Mr. Chairman, my thoughts regarding this subdivision is that we had the public hearing, we had the input from the applicant and their attorney. It seemed to me that they followed the guidelines of the 99.9C and the criteria for establishing a subdivision. We also had quite a bit of input from the neighbors as to their concerns. We had one of the neighbors, I think in particular, said that he was going to speak not in terms of technical issues, but more into a quality of life issue as the basis for his urging us to deny the subdivision. And I think both the applicants and the opposition were equally heard. My thoughts on that were that the underlying zoning of this area is a residential district, and that it has carried that zoning for, I believe our director told us, probably a good some odd 30 years. So with that in mind, I felt that the applicant was within their rights to apply and ask this commission to act favorably on their request.
Okay, anybody else? Any comments anywhere? Well, I'm going to make a couple. This is one of those occasions where there's a difference between what is right and what is legal. Anybody that goes out there, rides around that place, knows that that is no place for a subdivision. The problem is, that's not what the ordinance says. And that problem is compounded by the fact that the underlying zoning is GR, so you either get something like what's being applied here, or you get mobile home community or some other type of development. The problem is the underlying zoning makes that possible. So it really comes down to a question when you look at the ordinance. Do you want, you're going to get the people either way. Do you want them in this type of development, or do you want them in something that is the straight GR, which might be even less desirable? I don't like it. I don't think it's a good place for it. This is one of those occasions where, unfortunately, whether we like it or not, or we think it's right, or even though it might violate our street corner sense of justice, which it certainly does violate mine, we have an ordinance that we have to abide by, and until that ordinance is changed in some way, we are hamstrung as to just what actions we can take. Now, I'm only one of, I believe, Mr. Burton, you were not, you were here for this? Okay. Well, I'm one of five, okay? And anybody else want to?
Well, I think the sentiments that you expressed, Mr. Chairman, are shared by many of us on many subdivision applications, including this one, where, basically the commission's hands are tied by the ordinances, and whether we think it passes a smell test or not, it's a matter of what is allowed under the ordinance. And that's what we continue to struggle with, I think, in many situations. And I, like you, agree that, given the current zoning that they have, it could have resulted in a much more undesirable type of a subdivision. But given as it may, and given that it does meet the requirements, I don't know if we have any alternative at this point.
I think that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, the other thing I want the public to at least be aware of, it's one thing to get a subdivision approved, it's another thing to get it built. So I don't know who would want to be there, but that's not up to me. That's not our decision. I understand we have an ordinance. That's what we have to go by. So there you are.
Like I say, can't always grow a house on every pile of dirt in Sussex.
No. Mm-mm. No. Anybody else?
I got to go out there. It's way out there. I have the same sediments and the same problem. The GR is what worries me.
I think that's the underlying issue, is that it could be something worse than what they're asking for, or perceived as worse. It's all in what one's point of view is, I guess. All right, Mr. Gordy, I'm done.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the other commissioners' input, and I have my concerns also. But after much consideration, deliberation, I prepared a motion. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant a preliminary approval of subdivision 2007-38 for Ralph Picard, based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose and requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing GR, general residential zoning, which permits up to 4 units per acre. In this case, the applicant is seeking 149 lots on 76.62 acres, resulting in a density of 1.9 units per acre. Proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses. Proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. The project will be served by a community wastewater system in accordance with all the state and county requirements. The project will be served by Central Water. The approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 149 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowner association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffer, stormwater management facilities, erosion, sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing will be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plans will contain approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agriculture buffer should be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agriculture purpose. Final site plans shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer area. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. As stated by the applicant, the site plan shall contain a note stating that no lots shall be clear cut. No wetlands shall be included with any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. Proposed by the applicant, sidewalks will be located on one side of all streets in the subdivision. There shall be a walking path throughout the subdivision as shown on the preliminary site plan. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance Design in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. As proposed by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot buffer from Meadow Branch. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it, and the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-38, Ralph Picard, as preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.